Well, I feel as we just sang, I'm trusting in the Lord and I'm standing on His Word. Right. That's all we got to stand on.
That's all.
But I want this first thing I want to say, Eddie asked me this morning, he says, do you want me to stand up there with you? And I said, well, you do like you feel, just so you don't act like I'm a big preacher. Well, left it like that. But since I come out here, I think I got to thinking, well, you know, I know I ain't no preacher, and if there's anything that'll spoil me with anybody, if you get to thinking you're a big preacher, well, that kind of lets me down, it lets you down in my eyes. But I thought, well, it may be my last sermon here. I don't know. Maybe him or I, either one, won't be here, so I'd just like for him to come up here and stand. I want to tell you that I can say this about him. In his old days, they are the happiest days of his life since I have known him. And I often pray to the Lord, I want to be like that in my old age. Whenever old age creeps on you, there's a many thing that young people don't know and don't understand about. But nevertheless, if you live, it'll come on you. So if there's one thing I can say, that in his old days, they are the happiest days of his life. And I think of what Paul said. He said, the time of my departure is at hand, and I've fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is a crown laid up in heaven for me, and not for me only, but for all of them that love His appearance. And he said, too, that he wanted to finish his course with joy. With joy. So that's the way I want to finish my course this morning, is with joy. Well, I just thank the Lord for His wonderful works to the children of men. I haven't got nothing new to tell. I haven't got no new scripture to read at all. But it's the same old gospel story that around 60 years ago found me way down yonder in Texas. Way down in the southern part of Texas. Now, some people don't think you ought to talk about this, but I belong to the Lord. I am bought with a price, and I belong to the Lord. I can remember when I was just a little tiny girl. I say a little tiny girl. I was big enough to remember well enough. They come down there to Victoria, Texas. And there was an old man there, and Ara Hobbs' uncle. He went in town to their church, and he said, come out there and told some of them he wanted the little old blue schoolhouse from the whole meeting in. So he went to town and brought them out there, and I'm telling you, there wasn't no more. I asked Will the other day, do you believe there was ever over 10 or 12 at one time that held that meeting? And he said there wasn't. But they brought them out in old wagons, a spring wagon. Seat. I guess y'all, a lot of people, you talk that way, don't know what you're talking about. But a spring wagon seat, that's all I could ride in them days. They brought them out there, and I tell you, they went into our homes. They went into our homes, and we were poor people, very poor. We lived there. We had no screens on our doors and windows. I know things has changed some, but I'm telling you what they put up with to get us the gospel. That's why so many of us is here today. They come out there. We had an old water shelf on the back porch. We all washed in one wash pan. We had a great long towel up there on a roller. We everyone went there and dried our faces on hands on that towel. They did just like us. We had an old water bucket. We all drank out of the same dipper. They drank right along with us. They did them things. And when we went there, and what did they do it for?
For our sakes,
that they might preach us the gospel. No doubt they had better to eat than what we had to eat. No doubt they had a better place to sleep than maybe we slept. But I'm telling you, they were a consecrated people.
That's right.
Set up by the hand of God to carry this gospel, and they didn't fail God.
That's right.
They didn't fail Him, and that's why I'm here today. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So I thank the Lord for the people that brought me the gospel.
Right.
That's right.
going to find many.
No.
And I never thought, I'll tell you, y'all just have to do what you want to with me.
That's right.
You have to do what you want to with me. I never thought the time would come in Christ's sanctified holy church that people wanted to care the gospel would be stirred in. But I'm telling you, it costs something to carry this gospel.
Yes, it
calls for consecration and self-denial. And I'm afraid we haven't got enough of it in our church to spread the gospel like it ought to be.
Right.
Well, you say, well, what are you doing sitting there? Well, if I didn't have a husband that was 80 years old and me 70, I might have done more. But our day is spent. Our day is gone. But I'm expecting the Lord to do something for his people and for his church. Just so let everybody live holy, live consecrated in the hands of the Lord, and he'll move the old ship along.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I just, to say that I had felt like real press this since I've been to this camp meeting to talk, I hadn't. But I did promise the Lord, I haven't got nothing stored back to say, but I'll say what you put in my mouth.
Amen.
If I don't say anything, it's just because the Lord don't give it to me. So I thought last night when someone was talking, I thinks, you know, we get so many new songs, and I thinks, well, I just left this one song I just kind of left to sing, but it ain't no new one. It ain't no new one.
Right.
When it says, all to Jesus I cheerfully resign. He is my portion forever. My potion forever. So take the world with all her guilty all. Take the world like blood and water jaw. For mine is the will, no mouth the rest is strong.
Yeah.
I can sing that and love the world and want the things of the world and I'll never realize the
depth
of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But Paul said he forsook all and counted it as done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Now whenever you get to the place that you counted it as done, you're not going to turn back to it.
Right.
You're not going to turn back to it.
That's right.
Well, the time's come in my life when my memory ain't as good as used to be. Things leave my mind so quick sometimes I can't tell it like I want to. But nevertheless, I'm pressing on the upward way. I'm going right on anyhow. And I promised the Lord long years ago I'd go all the way with him. I'd go all the way with him. Regardless of the cost, whatever it cost in life, I'd go all the way with him. So as I say, I haven't got nothing new to read. But I do thank him for his word.
That's right.
It never grows old.
Right.
It says the Lord is my light.
Yeah.
And my salvation, who shall I fear?
Yeah.
Right.
Who shall I fear?
Yeah.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
Yeah.
Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yeah.
Now, you know, I don't know very much, but I do know enough about the Spirit and the power of God. Whenever you are actually led by the Spirit of God and you know it and the Lord's working with you, it drives back all man fear and spirit.
Yeah, right.
It'll do that thing. It'll drive it all back from you.
Right.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Well, he says, we haven't got nothing to fear, have we?
Right.
Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though wars arise against me, in this will I be confident. Well, he said he would cover us with the feathers. He covers with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. The truth shall be thy buckler and thy shield. What's stronger than the truth? There's nothing no stronger than the truth. If we're standing on the truth, we have nothing to fear. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all of my days. That one thing.
That's right.
One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that has been my utmost. object ever since I've been sanctified? One thing. We meet the enemy in lots of ways, in lots of forms. I've been tested. I've been tried. I've been hurt. Oh, I've had so many things. We all feel that way in which we have. But I've kept the one thing. I've kept the one thing of you above it all, and I've come out conqueror over everything. Someone said to me last night, "Are you still riding that white horse?" And I told him, "Yes." Says, "What's his name?" "Why, Victorious." Victorious is his name. I'm still a-riding. I'm on the victorious horse. Things has been against me. Things and all of that happened, but I've come by hold, by fear in the Lord, I've come. They that fear the Lord shall come forth of them all. So I fear him tonight well enough, and it didn't take sanctification to make me fear the Lord. Of course, I know there's a difference when you get sanctified, but all of my life, as far back as I can remember, when I was a little girl, I feared God. I used to go off and pray. I went off a many times, a little old girl, and prayed and prayed lots about lots of things. But since I got sanctified, I know can pray a whole lot better. I got more faith. And I can say I got more faith in God's word today than I've ever had in my life. You know, it's hard when the Bible says a thing and it says it's one way and everything you look at is going the other way.
That's right.
Everything that you look like is going right opposite to what the Bible says. But I often think about old Paul when he was on that shipwreck, you know. And he told them what was going to become of the ship and how that if they'd all stay on the ship. And you know the reason he told them what to do? He said an angel stood by them of whose I am and who I serve, and I believe God. So regardless what comes and goes, I believe God. This word is coming to pass, though I may never see it, but it's coming to pass. You and I are going the way that we choose to go, regardless of whether we think we're doing whatever we're doing. We're in this book, and a man knoweth not his ways, then can he understand his goings. So they're all of the Lord, and God's word's true, and it's going to come to pass. Many prophets, many righteous men have desired to see what we have seen and have not seen them, but they believed them, and they had faith in them, and it come to pass. So it is with us. It wasn't intended that I should see everything God was going to do, is it? In my day, it ain't intended that way, but nevertheless, I believe God. I believe God, and I believe it's going to be as he said, and every one of us had better have enough fear of God to believe that. If you don't, you ain't got nothing to stand on. I haven't got nothing to stand on. And I'll tell you, I've learned to trust him more. I've learned to trust him more. Some trust in chariots and some in horses and some first in one thing and another. But I've learned more and more to trust in God. He said he'd bring it to pass if I did. That I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauties of the Lord and to inquire within his temples. Now, when we live in the place, there's plenty of beauties in the Lord to be found.
That's right.
But you know you can live a careless life. I ain't saying you ain't sanctified either. You can become so careless that you won't find many beauties. You won't have much understanding. You won't have much discerning between the good and the evil until after a while the evil, or you can't tell the difference between the evil and good, and you'll be taking hold of things that'll cause you to lose your soul.
That's right.
It'll cause you to lose your soul. So I pray to the Lord to keep my eyes anointed with the eye staff of salvation. Give me your wisdom, your knowledge that cometh from above. Nobody else ain't got it. Ain't got nobody to go to but you, for it. So you give it to me that I can see how and understand enough to deliver myself. And if I keep myself delivered, it'll be a help to someone else. For in the time of the trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Oh, don't we know that, don't we? He's hid us a many time. He's hid us a many time. And I think about old Moses, you know, when the Lord put a big job on Moses and he started him out. And he said, one time he told him, "Now then, you've told me what to do and all of this. But says you ain't said who was going with me." And he said, "Well, my presence shall go with you. My presence." Well, how will the people know? Well, he says, you'll be a separate people from all other people. That's one thing he told him. Says you'll be a separate people from all other people.
Yeah.
So let us don't lay house to house, field to field, land to land with the world until there be no place for his people to be in the world alone. But anyhow, he told him, he said, well, I beseech you then, if I found grace in thy sight, show me thy glory.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love for the Lord as I go along, you know, I love for the Lord to show me his glory every once in a while. Well, he says there's no man can see my face and live, but says, I tell you, there's a rock by me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a rock by me. You come get in that rock. You come get in that rock. I'll pass by there, but I'll cover you with my hand in the tip of the rock. You can see my back parts as I pass by.
Yeah.
So I thank the Lord that he shows me his glory every once in a while. He lets me know that I'm on the rock by his side.
Right.
He covers me in the time of provision. He's covered my head in the day of battles. He's just done everything for me that I needed by trusting in him.
Yes, we are.
And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies.
Yeah,
I don't think the Lord wants us to go with our heads bowed down, you know, and in trouble and sorrow. That ain't the kind of feast that he's chosen. That ain't the kind. Anoint thine head with oil. Wash thy face, that thou mayest not appear unto man to fast, but unto God.
That's right.
And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, I will sing praises unto my Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of man. Let your prayers and your supplications be made known unto God. I'll tell you, the more we trust him, the more he can do for us. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me also and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, my heart said, Lord, thy face will I seek.
Yeah.
He says in one place, as the soul panteth after a watered brook, so my pulse of soul panteth after thee, O Lord. And let my heart fall hard after thee. That's the first in our hearts and our lives. If we want to be blessed, we'll have to keep him first in our hearts and our life. When thou sayest, my face I will seek, hide not thy face from me, and put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When thy father and thy mother forsake thee, then the Lord will take thee up. He's fixed it, ain't he fixed it? He's fixed it so everybody can follow the Lord if they want to. Now, it ain't not because if your father and mother don't, you can do it anyhow. If your brother or sister don't, he'll be your brother. He'll be your sister. He'll be your father. He'll be your mother. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It makes no difference who the wanderer is, how far he's gone astray. He'll just come to God. Well, what is it he didn't do? He made the crooked woman straight. He healed the blinded eyes. He opened the deaf ears. He gave us a heart of flesh instead of a heart of taking a stony heart out, and give us a heart of flesh that we could feel. If we had an old stony heart, we couldn't feel the Spirit of God. But a heart of flesh can feel. So we fix us so we can feel his Spirit. And by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, by the love ye have one for another. If your love begins to weaken, if you begin to get a little cold, why it says iniquity, because iniquity hath abound, the love of many has waxed cold. I'll tell you, if I feel myself on any line falling short, I do something about it. I do something about it. I do something about it. So as far as I know, I can say, Lord, oh, reward me according to the cleanness of my hands. That ain't the way it all goes, but it don't come to my mind. Teach me thy ways, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Well, I'll tell you, people before us didn't go to bed on flowery beds of ease. No, they didn't. They suffered a lot. They did. And we've been spoke about Abraham a whole lot here since we've been here. But you know Abraham, the Lord spoke to him and said, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Well, he says, what you going to do for me? I've got no children. Well, he says, one carried him out. Says, come out here. Get out here and look at the stars. Yeah. See if you can number them. See if you can number the sand of the sea. Yeah. So shall thy seed be. And he said, Abraham believed him. Yeah. And was counted unto him for righteousness. Now that's faith.
That's faith.
You know, it took me a long time in my sanctified life to know how to get a hold of more faith. Yeah. I just didn't hardly know. I wanted it. I didn't hardly know how to go about it. But it was showed me to believe God's word is faith.
Yes,
now, if you can believe God's word, just like Abraham did when he didn't have no children, and he showed him what all he was going to have, and he believed him. If he hadn't believed him, it wouldn't have come to pass. Wouldn't have come to pass. Now, the Lord wants a firm people to serve him.
Yes, he does.
Now, he ain't so interested in what we, how big we are. How big sermons? I like big sermons. Don't take that. Don't want to throw off no offense. I like good sermons. I like good sermons, all right. And we need them, and I like them, and we got them, and I'm thankful, Lord, for them. But I enjoyed Clara's sermon yesterday, too. I sure did. I enjoyed that. See, that's what I was going to tell. It's done left my mind. But anyhow, he said, the Lord promised him all of them sins, and he believed God and was counted unto him righteous.
Yeah.
Unto righteous. Talking about a firm, that's what it was. Talking about a firm people. Whenever you look back, the names that stands out in the Bible, as usual, they had more to go through with.
Yeah.
They stood more trials. Yeah. They stood firmer than anybody else. I think about old Jacob. All of them 12 sons he had, and he loved them all.
Yes, he did.
He loved them all, but before he died, he called them into blessing.
Yes, he did.
He called them into blessing. Yes. Everybody, you know, your firstborn is pretty close to you, all are. But he called in, he took them as they come, and he called in, I believe it was Reuben, I might get their names mixed up. He called in, he says, thou art my firstborn.
Yeah.
The strength of my beginning, excellency in power, and something else, won't come to my mind, but says, thou art unstable as water.
Yeah.
Now, he loved that boy.
Yes, he did.
He didn't tell him that because he didn't love him,
but
it was the truth.
Yeah.
Right? Then the other two come in, and he says, the habitation of cruelty is here with you.
Yeah.
Because you slew a man in your anger, and in your self-will, you dig down a wall.
Yeah.
And them was his children.
Yes, they were. Right.
A lot of people are swayed by their children.
Yes, they are.
Lots of people are swayed by their children. Yes. But he was firm enough to put them blessings on them, and they stood. He done what God would have him to do. And when they were telling Abraham how he was going to give him Isaac and all of this, Abraham says, that Ishmael might stand before thee. He loved Ishmael.
Yes, he did.
But he didn't love him better than he did the Lord. Neither did he love Isaac any better than the Lord. Because the angel that stopped to stay at his hand says, now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know that thou hast not kept back thy son. Thine only son whom thou lovest, thou hast withheld him from me. So let's be afraid to trust God. Let's don't be afraid to do what God puts on us to do. We'll come out winners. But he that seeketh to save his life is going to lose it. He that seeketh to save his life will lose it. So I had faded unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Ain't we glad for these comforting words that the Lord has left behind to cheer us, help us along the way. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on, stay on the Lord. Take for an example the prophets of old that have spoken to us in the name of the Lord. In afflictions, in patience, in suffering, they had long patience. They waited for the early and for the latter rain. So let's take them for examples. Let's be willing. If we have to suffer for the Lord, let us be willing to suffer a little. I just got a little more over here I want to read. Kind of job to preach without preaching something about Paul. When we see all of the good things and the good letters and things that he wrote and what he suffered and endured, we like to bring him in the picture every once in a while. But there come a time when Paul was taken away from him, too. And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. Now, if you don't like what I'm going to read, remember it's Paul's words and it ain't mine.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, if you're going to exhort me, you be sure you live right. Well, I think everybody ought to live right. But I'll tell you, if nobody don't live right, God's word demands something just the same thing out of you, whether they live right or not.
Right.
Live straight. And we, everyone, better make straight paths for our feet, lest the way be turned out of the way. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you all, with you at all seasons. I'll tell you, we're a great family, ain't we? Just take this whole church and just fill it full of people. And do you know we all know one another pretty well? We all know one another pretty well. There might be some we understand and know a little better, but we know pretty, because ain't no secrets among this church. No secrets among this church, no sir. You know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all season, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. The Jews ain't, we may not be Jews, but we have what just about what Paul has. And that, and how I have kept back nothing that was profitable. Some people hear what's profitable to them, but they don't want to take it. They don't want to take it. And how I have kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house. He delivered himself, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Whether they liked it or whether they wanted to hear it or not, he told them right on. Testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now behold, I go bound in the Spirit. Unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. A lot of us get into temptations and things happen to us we don't know it's going to happen. But he knew it.
I knew it.
But none of them moved him, he said. None of them moved him.
None of them.
Bound in the things that befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions wait you. And I think what all he suffered and what all he went through with, and then see people today so quick to turn loose. Sell out so cheap for just a marshal. It looks like sometimes it's less than a marshal of meat. It's so no count. It's so, it's just nothing. Nothing at all. Give up the birthright. I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I never have felt like giving up mine. I ain't saying people don't fall. But I never seen the time, whenever trials, I don't care how hard it hit me, I've never come a time in my life when I wanted to say, Lord, I just want to give up. Never have. But oh God, your grace is sufficient in every circumstance of life. Whatever comes, he's a true God. He never let one of his servants down. Save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abideth me, but none of these things me. Neither counted I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I thank God we had a fellow like that. Nothing moved him. Principalities, powers, death, no things to come, things present, highest or depths, nothing moved him. They didn't do it. And I'll tell you, we can be that firm too. We may not be as big as him. We may not be as big as him and can do as much, but we can be firm as he was. We can hold on to the Lord. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. That brought sorrow to their hearts. But I thank him for the words he left behind. Now he's going to warn. He's going away, but he's going to warn. Warn his people. And now, behold, I know that all of you among whom I have gone and preached the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. I'll tell you, whether you feel like you're little or great, there's a certain responsibility lies on every man and woman in this church. There is. Every one of us, there's a certain responsibility lies on every man and woman in this church. And we'd better be in earnest. We'd better be prayerful. We'd better watch what we pat on the back, what we uphold, because it could amount to more than we might think for. For I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. Take heed.
Take heed.
Let us fear.
No, that ain't
what I wanted. We ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Don't we know we've let them in your thing get away from us that we didn't intend to? We wouldn't have handed it to nobody. Well, when it comes to giving it away, but I mean your thing, we've let slip.
That's right.
And if we ain't careful, this salvation that we have got, if we don't take care of it, it'll slip right away from us.
Right.
You won't hardly know when it's gone until directly here I am. What's the matter? I can't feel no presence. I can't feel no joy in my heart. I can't enjoy meeting when I go to church. The singing don't sound so good. The testimonies don't sound so good. I just as well stay home. Ain't nothing out there no how. I just well stay home.
That's the way to go.
And the fault is because your salvation, it's a leaking out. It's slipping away from you. So you better take heed to the things that you hear. And lest at any time they slip and get away from you. I tell you, I don't want that to be my fault.
No.
Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over you, and which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers to feed. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. It's expensive church, ain't it?
Right.
When it comes to giving your life for a church, there ain't nothing more.
Yeah.
Man would give everything he had money. When it comes to money, he'd give all of that for his life.
Yeah.
This was purchased with the blood of Christ.
That's right. Yeah.
For I know this. Now, this ain't me saying this.
No.
Now, you can talk about me. You can find fault with me reading if you want to, but Paul said it.
Yeah.
For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And just as sure as they get in, they ain't going to spare the flock. Also, that ain't all he said. Also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away who? The world? To draw away disciples after them. Do you believe God's word?
That's it.
Therefore watch.
Watch.
And remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Did he love the church?
Yes, he did.
He loved it.
Amen.
And now, brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Oh, if you set your hearts and mind to the word of God, you'll not be a weakling in this church. You won't be tossed here and yonder and carried about by every wind of doctrine. This word of God is able to build you up. It'll make a man and a woman out of you for the Lord. It'll do that. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Oh, I like my inheritance.
Amen. That's the greatest inheritance I ever had.
Yes, sir. Not going to sell out either. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. I believe him. I believe he didn't. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. Now when I read scripture like that, I think about how easy we got it. But you know, when they come to our home like I tried to tell you about, can't tell everything. They brought them out there in them wagons, and the men folks had to work all week, and they couldn't come in the wagon. And we live 7 miles from town. And this year, Norris Tingle, Sister Lydia, I reckon, is the only one that's living. But they were there, and Norris was in town. He worked all day Saturday. Them days you worked 10 hours a day.
That's right.
Them days you worked 10 hours a day, Sunday, and 6 days a week. Yeah, 10 hours a day for 6 days a week, and on Saturday was just the same. You worked that. But him and Neely Haggard, now I'm not talking about his son out yonder in California. I want you to get that. I ain't talking about him. I'm talking about his father. But we was little children. You know what they done? They got up and got their breakfast, and we little young ones would run out and watch, you know, and here after a while we'd see them. They walked that 7 miles out there on Sunday morning to be to church that day. Walked 7 miles. I'm telling you, they loved us. They loved us. They was preaching unto us eternal life. They was pouring us to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now they consecrated their lives. It wasn't dear unto them, but they were willing to sacrifice. They were willing to do anything to get the gospel to us, and I thank the Lord for him today. I coveted no man's silver or gold or pearl. Yea, yourselves know that these hands of mine have ministered to my necessities and to them that are with me. And I have showed you all things, how that laboring you ought to support the weak. And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Then to think, old carnal-minded preachers will get up and preach that to people to get their money. And when he had thus said, and when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. Oh, many a time I've read that. Many a time I've read it and I fell right down on my knees and it seems like I was right there with him. Oh, thank the Lord. Take everything away from me, but all that spirit, my spirit that comes on me, sometimes it makes me feel like I'm almost with them all. I'd rather have it than all your fine dresses, all your gold. You just each in, here and a little there. But I thank the Lord, that's the sweetest thing I know anything of. If you want to look good in my eyes, just strip yourself of everything except the Spirit of the Lord. And I'll tell you, all heaven will be pleased with you. You won't be worrying where the other woman has got this and got that more than you. You won't take so much time to see if you, you all know how it's going. Better not say no more. And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's necks and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship. Well, I thank the Lord for his word he's left here. We just thank the Lord for his word that he's left here. So y'all pray for me.
God bless you.